Mecum Auctions, the world's largest collector car auction company, returns to Indy with Dana Mecum's 37th Original Spring Classic, May 10th through the 18th at the Indiana State Fairgrounds. 3,000 muscle cars, Corvettes, exotics, and more. Broadcast on Motor Trend TV and streaming live on Max. From avid collectors to those new to the Mecum experience, we welcome everyone. Register to bid now at Mecum.com.
Existing home sales in Indianapolis dips again. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC. Good morning. Good to be with you. Sales of existing homes, the story by the IBJ, decreased for the 26th straight month. Prices are higher, and inventory is actually going up. Closed existing home sales in the 16-county area were 2,684 in March of 2023, 2,415 in March of 2024. That is a 10% decline. But the price for a home in the area is up 6.5%, and the median price is $293,000. I don't know what to make of this. It could be that interest rates are just not where people need them to be. Historically, they're not abusive, but in our most recent history, they're terrible. The 10-year treasury is at 4.65. So the 30-year fixed is based on the 10-year treasury. By the way, I mention mortgage rates so often. Sponsorships available. Who wants to sponsor the mortgage rates? I end up going to bank rate all the time. You can send me the mortgage rates every day. It could be you. Why am I giving bank rate the love? That's crazy. But the national average for a 30-year fix is now 7%. And that's going to go up because if it's normally a 300 basis point spread or 3%, 100 basis points is a percent. That'll put you at 7.65. So the mortgage rates have not yet caught up. When things dipped and you saw mortgages at 6.8, more mortgages were getting them because they're like, okay, this is the dip. This is a little bit lower. Under 7, psychologically, one can handle. We are going to get back to 7.5 faster than you can say hello. That's what it looks like here. Because just in the last 7 hours, the 30-year fix has gone up. I don't expect it to go down anytime soon. Something to keep an eye on. And in the greatest story ever, Fishers. Oh, so glorious. You know, Fishers is building a beach. They're building a beach. And they said, hey, just to be clear, Indianapolis area, this is for the people of Fishers only. And we really don't want your kind around. That's what they said. That's your kind, which meant people from not Fishers. And so they said, if you're a visitor to our beach there on Geist, we're going to charge you $50. And people said, okay, we won't come to the freaking beach. And then Fisher said, wait a second, we might need these people to come to the beach. As a matter of fact, we might need some out-of-town beachgoers. You know, we in Fishers, we love visitors. That's what they said. They turned it all around. They said, Fishers, a place for visitors. And so now the fee, after a 9-0 vote by the Fishers City Council, is $25. And that, kids, is called the market. Ha! I don't know. Maybe people will go now. I like that they're doing it. I only hope it works out well. But, $50 was something else. Something else, kitten. Good Lord. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC. Good morning.
Finding the right healthcare partner for your business isn't easy, but Hancock Wellbeing at Work can help. We're a different kind of program that combines employer clinics with a wellness strategy. And in a lot of cases, we can deliver greater health benefits at a lower cost. See why well-being for your employees is well-being for your business at HancockWellbeingAtWork.org.
So California says that we need to have a minimum wage that makes sense. So, hey, you fast food industries, you have to pay $20 an hour. And then they looked at themselves and patted themselves on the back. Aren't we wonderful? We forced other people to spend money, and that makes us look good. Honestly, these people are just terrible. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC, good morning. They are just terrible. Well, some people have already closed shop and lowered the number of businesses that they have because they can't afford $20 an hour. But the people who love the idea of destroying the businesses in their state have now said $20 an hour, that should be the minimum wage for everybody. All sectors should be $20 an hour. So now the labor groups are demanding that be spread across the board. And then after they get $20 an hour, they'll demand $50. How anybody believes you can run a business in California is beyond me. There is a group called One Fair Wage, and their president was speaking at an event called Learn About Worker Experiences. How about Learn About Business Owner Experiences? When do we get to that one? Part of the problem is if you feel you have a value, I'm not telling you can't go out there and demand it. What you can't demand is people match it. You can't. You can't demand that people match the thing. All you can do is say, this is what I'm worth. And if somebody won't pay it, turns out you're not worth it. And if you say to yourself, yes, I am, well, okay. But you can't force somebody to pay it. Their argument, because these people certainly don't believe in a rational point of view, and they don't believe in an America where people can have choices, they say, we decide that they're worth it, and you have to pay it, no matter how bad their skill set is. Not only do you have to pay it, there's also a situation we'll create where you can never fire these people. Otherwise, you're on the hook, and you have to pay. The hatred for business is absolutely through the roof. And in California, it's never ending. Someone eventually has to turn out the lights. No, don't worry. The lights will just go out because these people can't keep them on. Again, Atlas Shrugged is a very good book. My second John Galt reference of the day. I might hit another one there. Mike Johnson is the Speaker of the House. And as Kerry Pickett reports in the Washington Times, he is looking to pass proposals for spending in four separate measures. Of course, the Senate wants this all in one. And they passed it all in one. You have to do all the spending at once. And Mike Johnson's saying, nah, and wouldn't engage in any of the spending. Why? Because, well, we have to take care of the border first. But since the attack on Israel, now he's putting out four separate measures: Israel, Ukraine, Taiwan, and then the border. He's got people threatening him, motions to vacate the chair, which is completely insane. Johnson saying, I don't spend my time worrying about motions to vacate. We're having to govern here and we're going to do our job. I'm not sure how that shakes out. Because Marjorie Taylor Greene, at a Republican, wants to push forward a motion to vacate. She's wrong. That's all there is. How do we feel about four separate kind of measures here? Well, I don't mind them as standalones. I don't mind them as standalones at all. I want the border done first. Then we could do the other things. You've heard a lot over the last 36 hours about how Ukraine will fall this year because they don't have the bullets. And the funding bill would actually go to spending money in the U.S. to create bullets to then ship over to them. All that is true, as I see it. But you didn't push the legislation properly to try and convince America this way. And none of that matters until the southern border is covered. Where are the bullets to protect the southern border? And Americans asking that question are correct. Well, Tony, they're two separate things. You're right. And sometimes you have to rank them. And the southern border comes first. The southern border comes before Israel. And I'm a pretty pro-Israel cat. The southern border comes first. But don't worry. According to the National Security Administration spokesperson, John Kirby, America is stronger than ever. The popcorn moment. Let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go. It's the story you need to hear to believe. Then grab your popcorn because there is more. Bill Hemmer over at Fox News asking the question.
You got your hands full. And I was looking back at the track record for President Biden. Here's what sticks out. The Afghanistan withdrawal was a mess. We failed to stop Putin from going into Ukraine. The war with Israel and Hamas has been absolutely dreadful and destructive. Again, it's the first time Iran has aimed at Israel. China's military buildup is substantial. And that was just this morning what I came up with. Can you argue that American strength and persuasion is better today than it was 4 years ago globally?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, 100% I can, Bill, and I can do that very comfortably after serving for as long as I did in uniform. I'll tell you, this is a president who understands American leadership on the world stage. He has devoted additional resources, not just militarily, but diplomatically, economically, around the world to advance our national security interests.
That's not an answer. Hemmer's list, by the way, that matches your list. That's what I thought was so great about it. It's like, it's just, boom, you're like, yeah, that's my list too. We're not better off. And while these world events are very, very real, we can't be better off if we're not protecting the country first. I have no issue with Mike Johnson putting these things out and let the House vote on them. The southern border first. What I like about this is that I think it could put pressure on the Senate. You want to support Israel? You want to support Ukraine? Here, go vote. Here it is. Go vote. One at a time. As opposed to some big block. Let's see where your priorities are. I don't mind that at all.
Finding the right healthcare partner for your business isn't easy, but Hancock Wellbeing at Work can help. We're a different kind of program that combines employer clinics with a wellness strategy. And in a lot of cases, we can deliver greater health benefits at a lower cost. See why well-being for your employees is well-being for your business at HancockWellbeingAtWork.org.
I can't imagine a better place. Obviously, it's the Midwest. Everybody knows it's going to be a hard ticket to get. So if you haven't got your tickets yet, you better get them now. I'm excited.
That's Caitlin Clark. She's coming to Indiana, the Indiana Fever, with the first pick in the WNBA draft. I know, we're talking about the WNBA. But you're talking about the hottest person to come out of college basketball, women's college basketball, in forever. You had millions of people watching because of her. And now she's coming to Indianapolis. And I have an offer. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC. Good morning. Good to be with you. Find everything over at TonyKatz.com. I did not know until I learned Pat McAfee was doing this with Aaron Rodgers that you paid for interviews. In my life, I've never paid for an interview. I've never been paid for an interview. Years ago, the people of Saturday Night Live wanted the Beatles to appear on Saturday Night Live. They had already broken up by this point. And yet, Paul McCartney and John Lennon were in the same place. They were in New York. And Lorne Michaels, the creator of Saturday Night Live, is on camera and offering up a deal to the Beatles to come down to Saturday Night Live and play. But there was only the ability through NBC to pay $3,000. This is the Beatles we're talking about. And the only thing that they had to offer was $3,000. Right? And Lorne Michaels says, here it is. Here's a check made out to you, the Beatles, for $3,000. All you have to do is sing three Beatles songs. She Loves You, Yeah, Yeah, Yeah. That's $1,000 right there. It was a very, very funny joke. You want to pay Ringo less? That's fine. You know, you can divide it any way you want. Caitlin Clark, we want to do interviews, and we will pay you $3,000. We'll pay it to you or to any charity of your choice. You want to do it once a week? It'll be $3,000 a week. I have no idea where I'm going to get the money. I'm going to figure this out. But I just figured the offer should be put out there. If Pat McAfee could do this with Aaron Rodgers, clearly this is the way it goes. I'm going to trust the man. That's what I'm doing. $3,000, Caitlin Clark. $3,000. We're talking about cash. All right, it'll be a check. Might be a gift card. But we're going to get it to you. Per interview, or is it $3,000 once for the year? Can't be $3,000 an interview. That's a lot of money. That'd be a lot. $3,000 for the year. $3,000 for one interview a week for the year, just like the Beatles. Are you in or are you out? You let us know. You let us know. The offer has been made. I will write out the check. We will take a photo of it. We will post it. And it's your move. By the way, I have no idea what we're going to talk about. No clue. But it'll be fascinating, whatever it is. I have faith. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC. Good morning. Way of knowing which way Israel is going to move and maneuver after the attack from Iran. I don't know their plans. They have not informed me. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC. Good morning. Good to be with you. Find everything at TonyKatz.com. I will tell you that I think they should. And I did not yesterday as we were going through it because sometimes I work like this. First, let's make sure we get all the data together. Make sure we understand what it is that happened. It took place. We spoke to Major Mike Lyons, retired United States Army, and get the basics understood. If I'm being asked, I don't believe there is any way Israel doesn't respond. I believe they absolutely should. I believe they should respond with an outrageous level of force. The murderous folk of the Iranian regime, of Hezbollah, of Hamas, of the Houthis, members of the Indianapolis City County Council, and others. I said it, I meant it. If you support these quote unquote pro Palestine rallies, you're supporting terrorists. I mean, to say that you're pro murder, to say that you're pro genocide, I think I'm being kind because there's only so many things you could say on radio. This is my take. I want you to know where I'm at on this subject. This is different than a question of Israeli policy. This is different than whether or not you feel Israel should get help from the United States. We could disagree about that morning, noon, and night. That's a different conversation. Supporting Hamas is supporting a terrorist organization. Supporting the destruction of another nation is disgusting. And there are people on the Indianapolis City County Council who do that. And there are people in Congress who do that. And there are people in colleges right here in Indiana who do that. And it's disgusting. And the idea that we don't have leadership that stands up to them, we don't have leadership that helps them, it's gross. It is beneath us on every level. But I am somebody who I think is recognizing it accurately. The idea that, well, you don't want to do too much because you don't want to then have a response because, you know, it's going to cost Israeli lives. It's going to cost Israeli lives anyway. This is why the position of Joe Biden is so despicable. Israel was able to defend itself. You should take the win. Living life in a defensive posture is not winning. How can anybody think that? Just take punch after punch and hit after hit and missile after missile and drone after drone. How do you afford to do that? Wouldn't it be better if the drones and the missiles didn't come? Wouldn't it be better if Iran and its proxies weren't such murderous bastards? Wouldn't that be better? Wouldn't it be better if Iran just said, we're going to stop now. We're done. Israel's there. We're done. Everything would be better. No more Hamas, no more Hezbollah, no more Houthi rebels. Everything would be better. But that's not what's happening. And as we've seen from those on college campuses and those in Congress and those in the Indianapolis City County Council, they're cool with that. And as we've seen from Iran, they're cool with that. And this is why I believe Israel has to accept the fact that one way or another, they're going to lose citizens, but they can either fight or die. Because if they don't fight, they're going to die. I don't think there's another way it can actually be looked at. And I'm willing to debate this near anywhere with near anyone. But there's a part of this conversation that we haven't gotten to yet, which is what we have seen from the Biden administration in trying to tell America that Biden has been really strong. That Biden has been just really strong when it comes to Iran.
Has President Biden considered maybe beefing up the public Iran posture to be more than just one word?
You're referring to don't.
Yeah.
And so let's talk about...
And they did it anyway.
And let's talk about what we did, Peter. Let's talk about don't and did. Let's talk about Saturday night. He made it clear that he didn't want to see escalation in the region. When we had an inkling that this kind of thing was coming, he added even more military.
He didn't have an inkling, John Kirby. He knew and allowed it. The reporting is clear. They knew. America knew. But you cannot defend the indefensible. Joe Biden talked tough, and Iran didn't care. Let us discuss this part of the story. That Joe Biden's foreign policy is going to put the world at risk. I'll get into that on Tony Katz today.